Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Olw'ekiseera kyatwongedde nate.
For the moment he has continued to give us.
Kama face service.
Praise our Lord Jesus Christ.
Tugenda kwongera okugulumiza ekigambo kya Katonda masekati gaffe.
We are going to continue to glorify the word of the Lord within our midst.
Wamu n'enduulu n'engalo zaffe.
Together with the alarms and our hand claps.
Kubanga era tugenda kwongera tulye.
Because we are going to continue to eat.
Kale nja kusaba era situka ku bigere ebyo.
So I request you to sit stand up on your feet.
Twongere okuddiza kitaffe ekitiibwa.
So that we can bring back glory.
Kama waffe Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Wamu n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Together with our spirit.
Gatta engalo zo n'enduulu.
Join up your hands with
tubaddize ekiti. Sababu wetulireko wansi. Twebaza omwoyo omutukuvu atuyigiriza okussaamu Katonda waffe ekitiibwa. Katwongere okwaniriza ekigambo kya Katonda okuyita muweereza we omutumire Nadia Pitness wamu ne Musumba Sambosa
ne
Musumba Robin omusomi wa
Bayibuli.
Praise Jesus, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives?
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's move on in the wisdom of the word of God. That we get to have much wisdom in a generation which appears like this.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus so much. Moving on to see the schemes of the devil against God and his church. And we still separate the spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. And we still separate the seal of God, which is spoken of in Ephesians 4:30. That we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. That we saw in Revelation 4:5. And he appears within the lampstand. It is to say the seven spirits of the Lord. Isaiah 11:1-2 speaks of it.
And
these are the seven eyes of God. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they prove that seal to appear 24/7. To be filled with wisdom and understanding, the counsel, the power and the knowledge of God, the fear of God, and the spirit of the Lord.
And
we move to separate this one with the seal of the devil, which is made of the spirit of the devil, which we start in Revelation 13, which is known as the number 666. We finished seeing the first six where it comes from, which the devil was responsible over.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And where the three things came from, we understood there. After knowing the devil was one of the cherubims, the two who remained, he was the third on these ones.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And these cherubims are anointed with the spirit and anointed for the seven spirits of God. But because the devil fell, the spirit of the Lord was removed from him. The one who supplied him the other six spirits and remained with the six spirits, and they got cast. Because it was the third cherubim, he too wanted to officiate his trinity. Out of that we get the number 666 by the six spirits which are twisted, but because it was the third cherubim, it
was
created in Trinity, which we read of in Revelation 16 from verses 12 to down, that three evil spirits, and they came from the old dragon, the devil, and the beast on which Jezebel sits, and the false prophets. Now we saw the ones responsible for the three seats.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And
we
saw the devil is responsible for the six spirits which are twisted, which appear to be six.
Then Jezebel stood
seated on the beast.
He's
responsible over all the abominations of the world and all the adulteries of abandoning the Lord and the physical adulteries.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We've seen
many things she's been doing as we got the second six.
We're
about to wind up to see the false prophet responsible of the third six.
And
we see how Jezebel based on the seven mountains and that the seven heads on the beast
places
to reign over all nations of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. First and foremost, we are explained of this beast, and we are going to see the fourth head, the economic head.
Yes,
praise Jesus. On the mountain, he's reigned over all nations. As we begin like this on his head,
anytime
he reigns you over within the things, you are headed to the number 666. For you are reigned over by the spirit of the devil. And you are exchanged to be fighting God. That's your God who created you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In a getting explained of the beast,
he
speaks in Daniel chapter 7. From 23-27, he tells us this. Let's read and hear. Don't forget, we see the fourth head of the beast,
or
the mountain where the dowry sits, to reign over all nations.
Daniel 7
from 23.
Nayogera bwati nti ensolo y'okuna eriba obwakabaka bw'okuna mu nsi obutalifaanana ng'obwakabaka bonna.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And so
the beast
means
the kingdom of the devil. And people in it do acts like of the animals, like eating grass or the weeds or smoking cocaine.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
No,
and even to expose their privacy outside, and even to have sex relations publicly, just as animals do and usually act.
Yes,
praise Jesus. There are many acts we shall show to you which appear just how the kingdom of the devil appears. That's why they bring it as beasts. But there's no beast appearing at this one in the physical animals of this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We've been seeing the ten heads and the ten horns.
Right now,
we had to see this economic head.
Adulterous
vessel in it to establish the number 666. Reigns over all nations and languages. When we begin Revelation 13, from verse
1,
we are told these words.
Revelation 13,
verse 1.
Neguyimirira ku musenyu gw'ennyanja, n'endaba ensolo ng'eva mu nnyanja, erina amayembe 10 n'emitwe 7.
Ensolo eno,
this beast,
ng'eva mu nnyanja,
and it comes from the sea,
abuterevu, erina amayembe 10 getwasoka
okulaba, and it has 10 horns we first saw,
n'emitwe gino 7,
and the 7 heads.
Naye nga jjukira twolekera okulaba omutwe.
But remember, we had to see the fourth head or the fourth mountain where that risk basis to reign over all nations, and that's the economic mountain
called
the economic head. You have to be very careful concerning these finances, but we appear to all of us be in need of them. What I do not to be reigned over by the head of the economics and the finances of the devil. There are some of the things you're going to be looking unto. All you want to escape this rulership.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to Revelation
17,
the ruler reigning and sitting on this beast is known as Jezebel. It's Revelation 17, verse 3 and 5. Let's read and hear. Revelation
17, verse 3. Ngatudde ku nsolo emyufu ng'ejjudde amannya ag'obuvuzi ng'erina emitwe musanvu n'amayembe kkumi.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ensolo y'emu eyo,
the same beast,
tulabye ng'omwezi atuddeko.
We see the adultery seat on it,
tumanyi nga malayika yasooka okugwa neyegatta ku Sitaani.
Whom knows the first fallen angel to fall and join on the devil,
amanyiddwa nga Jezebel,
is known as Jezebel.
Mayembe kkumi twabalaba,
but we saw the ten,
ibamu ku bammeja ten. Ten fallen angels.
There are some of the major ten fallen angels who are next to Jezebel. Each one has 1.7 trillion fallen angels who work per each head.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we knew the distinctive thing which happened, that the head of the false church, it has four major fallen angels in charge of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And the rest then get to share the rest.
The other six major fallen angels
and the numbers of angels working there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Verse 5 speaks this.
Woman
spirit
of beast.
Revelation 17 verse 5.
Ne kuchenye che erinye liwandikidu anti echama Babylonia chinene nina wabenzi.
This is the one who spearheads everything which involves blaspheming God. All the adulteries of abandoning the Lord, which we read of in Hosea 4, from verse
1
to
10.
Things that people have a spirit of adultery, of abandoning the Lord, and they join on the devil to fight their gods. And all the abominations, they are the things which fight what God wants. And God says, let's seek him. And they say, let's look for money.
Day and night
we don't sleep. But it ends somewhere. Yet God is the one who was. He's the one who is. He's the one who's going to be.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And what is that money out of it?
We
are done from what God created. And we would have fought who most, you think.
You're
going to see this economic head. And many major words fighting each other here. God says, seek for me. And search me. Even money says,
and based
on this mountain of Jezebel, and one of the major ten fallen angels, they move on to tell us to look for money day and night.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And that war gets to be in place. And people never have time to seek their God. They get destroyed as they're looking for money.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, thus we've been explained. And they move to tell us
in
Revelation 17:9. And they tell us this.
Revelation 17,
verse 9.
Awo we wali omoyo ogulina amagezi. Emitwe omusanvu z'ensozi omusanvu omukazi z'atuddeko.
Weetaaga omwoyo ogulina amagezi.
Yeah, we need a spirit with wisdom.
Wakunyonyola amagezi gali mu kigambo kya
Katonda. Understood wisdom is in the word of God.
Era ne kankano mwe tuwulikira okumanya ebintu bino.
Now we had to know the things.
Osobola kumanya mitwe egyo.
You can't know these heads.
Osinzira amagezi ag'oku nsi.
When you based on the wisdom of the world.
Bulabagabi weetaaga omwoyo ogulina amagezi.
That's why they say yeah, we need a spirit with wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ngabu yasooka okunyonyola.
Like he first explained to you.
Yeremia.
Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 8 to 12, if they have rejected his word, what wisdom is within them? Now, wisdom of understanding the seven heads, we have to join the word of God. Then we get the knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
when he explains to you,
Isaiah
28, verse 9, unto 13,
that
who will he teach knowledge? Who will he tell what is preached? And he says, we need 2 to 4 commands which come from the mouth of God and above, and 2 to 4 scriptures which are within the word of God and above.
Then
right from the different books, the Old and the New Testament, and then we join up to get wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Ecclesiastes 7 says that he got wisdom as he joined a word upon a word.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, because of that, these seven heads,
we
moved on to discover them as we based on the wisdom of the word of God. When you get the human wisdom, you can't discover that the seven heads were the ones spoken of. That's what involves the false church, the spiritual wickedness or sorcery, where there are demons or gods over clans, The political head we've just seen, where
there
are leaders who forget that there is God who reigns on their behalf,
and
judges who don't know that there is a chief judge, and lawyers who blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the economic heads, which we had to be seeing, it shows that it's there to put people into seeking the world and what is within it, that they can get to be enemies of God, and they no more seek their God to understand him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We shall have to see the other heads, which is the social relations, which gave us clans we would live within the world. And we
forgot
the holy clan, the holy priesthood we came from in heaven. And we see the games and sports were involving the blasphemy of
the system
and the healthy system. Those are the seven heads.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But
we still see the economic heads.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
And they tell us,
but
if the doctrine based on these seven heads, they can reign over all nations, clans, and languages until they have gotten the number 666. This it does it to make you finish to have time, to cease to have time of people seeking God.
It
means the economic head, the devil uses it so much.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For it messes up all the other heads. Let's move on here, Revelation
17:15.
Revelation 17, verse 15.
Nangamba anti, amazi ge walavye omwenzi watu de. Bevantu nebibina namawanga nennimi.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Maza maje nsoro mweva.
The many water out of the beast comes.
Sinyanja eri zinenyanja zemura.
It's not a physical sea you see on this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bevantu nebikani nennimi namawanga.
They are the people, nations, clans, and languages.
Eranga jine mitwe yajiteka mu masikati ga abantu.
These heads put them in the midst of these people.
Kama asinzira okufuka kuli rusozi.
He bases in the mountain to reign over them.
Ziringange nsozi yayimo sa masikati ga abantu.
They are like mountains raised in the midst of the people.
Ninga toduraba rusozi
toduraba. But you can't see it physically. When we got the spiritual realm, that is the word of God,
we
can see the heads.
For
he speaks in John
6:63.
The words I say unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Now,
when we are in the word of God, we can check out these mountains and see them. And they are fighting with humanity. And they bind them in the number 666 in the rulership of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why I've told you that the beginning is right there.
At
as God told us that seek him. Yet even money says, me to seek for me. And the enmity and the battle began there.
Just
as we're going to move on to here. And the receiving and the condiving.
No, we gamba. No, wait,
and even there is even a carefulness. They say that money is a defense. Just as wisdom. Wisdom is the Christ they relate to on money. And the battle totally arose, which is very, very dangerous. But deception is this. Money has ever defended and protected who? When you look for it, it protects us. There is the money you move with that is money for protecting you. And the deception moves on like that. I've never seen the devil to protect you, to avoid the devil attack you. I've not seen money protect someone, the devil attack them. Maybe to lead the devil to come well, to come into you. Praise Jesus. Those who can ever come money, they are people who seek for their God. And they're based in the Holy Book, in his words. Praise Jesus. Our Lord Jesus explains this in the two words. What can we do? You first write this. Should we seek for money or we seek God? What we're going to study, you will decide yourself whether you seek money or God. We need the money, but we need to seek it to what extent? And we need to seek God to what extent?
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you waste your time in seeking for money,
for
God to seek the living God, I prove you're reigned over by the head of the devils.
You
are in the financial system of the devils and not of God's.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
He speaks
this in Proverbs 8, verse
17.
Proverbs 8, verse 17.
Njagala baba njagala. He says
he loves them, must love him. And those who seek him diligently are to see him. Even man is on the side saying, me too, I love them, love me. And they will seek me diligently. They shall see me. You read 1 Timothy 6, verse 10. Let's read there and you hear.
First
Timothy 6, verse 10.
Kubanga okwagala sente kye kikolo ky'ebibi byonna. Waliwo abantu abayayanira ebyo ne bakyamizibwa okuva mu kukkiriza ne beefumitira ddala ennaku zaabwe ennaku nnyingi.
Wuliriza bulungi.
Listen clear. And if you're seeking for money, you get perverted from the faith. Explained of that word with carefulness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God loves them, love him. And they who seek him diligent will see him.
And
money feels it, loves them, will love him.
They
said the love of money
or
of things is the rule of every evil, and it sinks people to wander from the faith. Before we get on to explain of those words, the faith, it comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. It means many who had to look for money, they cease to seek for the word of God. Even its faith, the normal habits. The Bible speaks in Romans. Romans 10:17.
We're
going to get explained slow.
Mm-hmm.
Balumi esula ya kumi onyirwa kumi na msambu.
Romans 10:17.
Kale okukiriza kuva mu kuulira n'okuulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
Okukiriza
faith
kuva mu kuulira
it comes from hearing
n'okuulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
And hearing the word of God.
Yes, you have received.
Praise Jesus.
Naye owulidde bulungi.
But you've heard clear.
Temusewo ekisooka mukaaga kumi.
First of all, the 6:10.
N'okukirira.
And down.
Nti okwagala kw'ensimbi.
The lack of money.
Kikolo kya buli kibi kyonna.
Is the root of every evil.
Nga kisomba okuva mu sitaani nga kireeta mu
ggwe. And it gathers from the devil bringing within you.
Era newankubadde ng'obadde oli ku Katonda.
Though you've been even on God.
Nti bangi abava mu kukkiriza.
But many people wander from the faith.
Nga tebakyayagala kunoonya kigambo kya Katonda.
And they no more want to seek for the word of God.
Okukiwulira.
To hear it.
Newankubadde okukikkiriza.
Not even to do and use it. And what comes out? They want words which stir them up. Words which cause them sick for money. And pushing them in nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And when you explain of God,
you
no more want. But when the Spirit explains the way we wander from the faith,
there
are spirits which join in, which pass through money. The more you seek for money,
and
you don't seek for the word of God, not even to believe it. The fallen angel responsible on the economic head of the economics, he has demons or other fallen angels. They move on perverting you from faith.
Ngofuna okuyigiriza kwaba sitani mugwe.
Get the teaching of the devils within you.
Era ngowulira amaloboozi ga sente.
You hear voices of money.
Nga zikuyita mu America.
And it calls you in America.
Era nga bagamba n'okugamba.
And they even say.
Oyo sente zimuyita banayaziyita ne zimuyita.
That one money answers him. It calls it and it answers him.
Ziyita bangako okujjako emizimu.
It never answers but only the demons behind them.
Emisebo ekisooka.
First Timothy.
Isura yakuna.
First Timothy 4 from verse 1.
Have
you heard what happens?
As
people abandon the faith,
there are
spirits they hear. And they're being taught. Every time business deals are falling in your mind. Every deal is just working for you. And they put a network upon you to
control. Business.
In business. There is a networking in business.
They
put upon everything to trap you,
wherever
you are. And they bring your colleagues who are having fallen angels in there. And they crown you. They hear gold
that
those star one, star two, star five. And they are looking for you very badly. You too have to seek for your other colleagues, enroll them. You enroll them in that thing. Now they have told you. The Holy Spirit says, in the latter days, people will abandon the faith. But they will be hearing deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons. And they have heard that the love of money.
Just
thus say with him, he loves them who love him. And they will seek him daily and see him. Even money said, I love them who love me. And they will seek me diligence. They will see me. And he's with
who?
And he's with this fallen angel.
He's
on the economic head. How much?
But what is my planet? Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Omukuru mwenyini nyini kwetu wakala. Kwa mature agatambo gase.
Mature just joined Zion.
Mami kisinga amaje.
They mix armies.
Wazo wabana.
We saw the four.
Abasi uka wabuna izi wakuchi.
The first four are in the spiritual false church.
Then the woku tanu.
The fifth is on the spiritual wickedness.
The sixth.
is in the political. The seventh.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone to Timothy. They have told us that when you love money, you find yourself abandoning the faith. But money to say, let them seek me, I love them. Even God to says, we seek him. Now what the devil did, he moved on
to
this, harden the way we seek for money. That it will be very far to reach it. Either you pass through falsehoods, or through delaying so much, or in working so much.
The
one who never works so much, they don't give him. They give them very, very small.
Verse
Timothy
6,
verse
10.
Where we pass, we are going to explain.
Timusewe chisoka esuleyo muka agonyolwe kumi.
Verse Timothy 6, verse 10.
Kubanga okwagala sente, chechikolo chebibi byonna.
Byonna onatabika.
This one mixes up.
Okubamba fallen angels.
From all the other nine fallen angels.
Kubanga ebi manyoku miyuku wako nagena na asaba kubanga.
For you know sometimes to finish all and he goes to ask from his
colleagues.
That's why I told you.
He said they bajikura.
That when they we are making money.
Bonaba atura ne bajikuna mira.
All the fallen angels sat and spelled upon it. And he spoke words upon it. When touch man begins to speak to you, but there are the spells which are speaking through it.
If
it's in the pocket and you look and it's there, it tells you still me. But when
you see
a handkerchief of someone, don't feel a voice to tell you still it.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Timseo echisoka esule yomukago nyole kumi.
First Timothy 6 verse 10.
Waliwo abantu abayayanira ebyo ne bachamizibo kuva mukukiriza.
As total kuyayana no nyanyo
sinti. Begin to yana, I'm going to look for much so much.
Ebyetigambo kya Katonda
bogendo. The issues of the word of God will end up there.
We are
going to look for money. Not as if you are seeking for God.
But
we put a trick for seeking for it. That we can fall in their traps. The trick of seeking.
There are
many people who use it. You have to look for something. But it's a trip of trapping you in it. To get a mistake within you of doing that. But the trick of looking for money is a trick of making you do a mistake that the devil will have a foothold on you.
First
Timothy 6 verse 10.
Ne bachamizibwa kuva mu kukkiriza ne befumitira ddala ennaku nnyingi.
Era bw'olaba tuzifunye oyinzafuna ennaku.
See, you've not got money, you can experience grief. There is a moment you rage.
Otudde awantu.
You've sat in a place.
That was known as again.
You see for money you pay to get it.
Ne wenyika mu nnaku n'olinawa gomusi tolina.
In grief and as if you're not in the world.
N'olina obwavu bwonga banna oba bwakubeerera ki.
Poverty is too much on you. They sit around you, these demons that surround you. And they tell you, the things of God you are on that is there. I tell you, look for money. Do everything possible, whether in good or bad times.
And they
around you, stirring you up. At least sacrifice your child. At least you die 50 years.
And
yet you've gotten rich.
They
can sit you in their
cupboard.
These fallen angels. And they whisper stories to you.
And
until you're finished. In the world, you're not worthy to be there. They explain you. And they tell you poverty is a mistake. Which I don't know what sin is to. Is it a liar seeking for who to devour?
Now, let me tell you.
Poverty is not really an animal. The devil himself is the animal.
That's a lion moving, seeking
to
be found. But the priestess said that poverty is an animal that should be fight to escape that animal, not to devour you. Yet you end up falling in the exact animal. You get from the king of the beasts. Let me tell you, don't support poverty. We don't want it. But it's never been an animal to devour us. Praise Jesus. We can handle it in a way where no one threatens us. And it goes away. When we hold the word of God, and we hear his voice, and we hold his commands and laws, God blesses us wherever we are.
And
we've not gotten threatened or feared anywhere. But he told us poverty is an animal. Yet when you run that animal, which is poverty, and you're not careful, here there's no animal where you are from. Where you are going is where the animal is. It's like a trick. I told you, seeking for money is a trick. You run from God, going to the trap, which is the devil. Let me tell you another thing. There's no one God created when he's poor. The devil is the one whom they put the poor. The ones who shared this wealth and treasures stole them, and they took them, began to give now a few people. Now you to first seek. You think the wealth and the treasures in Uganda or in every nation can need not make all people rich? This drama they play on us. Let me tell you another thing. Money is not hidden, it's within the banks. Why are you seeking for it and looking for it? But they show us money is hidden. Money is in the people.
It's
not hidden. That your brother, but because they are greedy, they don't want to help you. Money is the con man is within the people. They are hidden the money in their pockets that we seek for him. That we seek for him, yet they have him.
They have hidden the money.
people familiarizes them. I tell you, poverty struck us. I don't know what to do even. Let me go and look at my money. I don't know whether it's fallen.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. Someone can tell you, me, you see, I have little money. Me too, I'm still looking for more. Yet they have much money.
Timusewe chisoka. Esule yomukago lunyiriri olwe 10 n'olumu.
First Timothy 6 verse 11.
Naye gwe omuntu wa Katonda, duka ngebyo, ogobererenga obutuukirivu, okutya Katonda, okukkiriza, okwagala, okugumiikiriza, obuwombeefu.
Bino bye tulina ffe okutambulira.
This is what we have to move with.
Sente,
money,
zijja kujja gye tuli.
It will come to us. You touch something and you get a blessing on it. And you run quick, seek the word of God. When Caesar meets you, I want my money, you give it to him. You know there are things. With the Lord Jesus never preached to the disciples till they appeared in the unbelievers.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. How long they were holding the money? Jesus never told them who owns the money. They went and they knew they were going to stop him in the synagogue. All along they were holding money and he was with them. Our Lord, in the basket we have this amount of money. And I was about to tell them it's not your money. He kept silence. Now you go and buy some food. Who keeps it? Judas.
Zani.
Is for who? Is for ours. Okay. One day they
reached.
As they entered the synagogue. And they asked for tax from them. He told them, give me that money. What image is on this coin? And the disciples say, what is it on?
Now,
are we on the image or the paper money we are holding? Okay.
They
see the images of Caesar. Give Caesar's things of his.
The
disciples realize money all along has not been their money. It's for Caesar. And he said, Peter, go fish the first fish will come. And to get the coin, come pay for the tax. Now, you have some 50,000 Uganda shillings
in you.
Who is on that?
Zikets. You send us a Zikets.
That money is for that
beast.
People who don't have wisdom. The other man give it for fish, for there's a fish on it. Who is Uganda? Another man is for Uganda. Those who ask it from you, give it to them. Don't be there claiming you have money. You need something from them, give it to them.
Get
don't
worry,
don't be there. It's for money. It's for the beast you sit on it. What's on the dollar?
It's a pyramid.
It's for the pyramid.
No goose or goose or
goose.
One eye
of God. And know there's God in heaven. For he has no one eye. That dollar is for the one-eyed God. Give it to him.
Waste
your time carrying back some money. And you claim it's my money. Deal with it, give it to its owner.
For
he stole all things on the world. Now he's selling them to us, yet he stole them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
brethren, let's see the things as they are.
We
repeat verse 10.
Verse 10,
there's something you're going to understand more.
First
Timothy 6 from verse 10.
Kubanga okwagala sente kye kikolo ky'ebibi byonna.
Kikolo kyennyini.
It's a root.
Oba omulandira okugenda eri ne
a root which goes and taps anything. But from there, where does it tap the root from? The sins from. According to Ezekiel 28, verse 11. To down. We're going to be shown that the devil himself is the source of sin and evil, is the father of it. But this money that he sucks from the source and he brings within the people. But remember, he doesn't do it as alone the papers or the coins. But when they are being made,
the ten major fallen angels
and the Jezebel, they sat with the devil
and they
spelled everything upon money which they do.
And
when you get the money, it speaks direct to you. Do this. You commit adultery. You get a prostitute. You marry women. You buy this car.
You
buy another. You never mind that you know God. To mind how to know God. Yeah, that is your life. Let's read Ezekiel.
Ezekiel esula eyabirimu munano nyiwa kumi na lumu. Era nate kigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nga kyogera nti omwana w'omuntu Tanula okukungubagira kabaka w'e Tuulo. Omugambe nti bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti osa kabonero ku butuukirivu.
He was still in
righteousness.
Help him as the devil.
Ng'ojjudde amagezi, ng'otuukiridde obulungi. Wali mu Edeni olusuku lwa Katonda.
Remember him in Genesis 3. When the gardener messed us up.
Buli jjenje ery'omuwendo omungi lyabanga lyakukubikkako.
Ku mulundi guli eri nga tannafuuka kisotasota.
Time before he became a dragon.
Sadio, topazi, ne alimansi, berulo, sokamu, ne yasepi, safiro, ejjenje lya nawandagala, ne kabunkulu, ne zaabu, emirimu egy'ebitaasa byo n'egyenderezo gyali mu ggwe. Gyategekebwa ku lunaku lwe watonderwa. Wali kerubi yafukibwako amafuta abikkako.
Yali kerubi wakusatu nga bw'olaba abo ababiri.
The third cherubim as it is two.
Yali wakusatu.
He was the third.
Era nga yali yafukibwako amafuta.
And he had been anointed.
Nga bakuuma entebe y'ekisa.
And they watched over the mercy seat.
Twabagambye nti yali abikkako.
We they told him he was a covering.
Ezekiel esula eyabiri mu munaana olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya. Era nze nakusimba n'okubeera n'obeera ku lusozi lwa Katonda olutukuvu. Watambula eruyi n'eruyi wakati mu mayinja ag'omuliro. Wali ng'otuukiridde mu makubo go okuva olunaku lwe watonderwa okutuusa obutali butuukirivu lwe bwalabika mu ggwe.
Ono ye yafuuka soosi yaakyo.
This became the source of evil.
When
you hear money is the root of every evil,
you know,
this is a messenger who sources right from the devil and spreads to the people.
And
I'll request so much this generation that you seek the word of God as possible. For it's the only wisdom, it's the only great world which can hinder the evil of the money. To enter you and that the devil begins to use you.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. You can get money if you have the wisdom of God.
No, and you
using it well,
never,
and never controls you to do evil. And you do as the commands of God are.
Bible doesn't stand.
Bible shows that devil,
he
is the one who birthed the sin.
Yes,
he is the source of it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Iranga tuwa kunyonyola mu Yakobo esura esoka.
If you got explained in James 1.
Yeka nyini yabera olubuto lw'ekibi.
He got pregnant of the evil.
Nirukura.
And it grew.
N'aluzara.
And he birthed it.
Ngaluva mu kwegomba
kwe. It came from his desires.
Kweyegomba okubera Katonda.
When he desired to be God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Nayinga mu Yokana esura y'omunaana.
And in John 8.
Kunyolana munye.
Verse 44.
Bamwogera ko bwe.
He is spoken of like this.
Yokana esule yomunana olunyiriri olwana mwenya.
John 8 from verse 44.
Mwe muli ba kitamwe setani era mwagala okukola okwegomba kwa kitamwe. Oyo okuva ku lubereberye ye musi sote yanywerera mazima kubanga mazima tegali mu ye. Bwayogera obulimba ayogera ekiva mu bibye kubanga ye mulimba era kitaawe w'obulimba.
Owulidde yabuzaala.
Here he births it.
Hati uliri zache.
Now listen to this.
Yes, saint.
This money.
Agenda muye munda musitani.
He was the devil in him.
Tumanyo uluwari kustani pa musitani.
He noted the devil is in prison.
Because, saint.
Now money.
Beko banye buru nyone Jezebel.
They have condemned with Jezebel.
Okufuru miye chibi musi.
To spread evil within the world.
Wanga arimbutobye kanisa vyo
buri ima. The spiritual, the head of the false church.
Anonya saint.
They are looking for money.
Arimurogo buye saint.
The one in the spiritual wickedness.
Mubiatika.
That they give them money and protection. The one who enters politics,
sent.
It's money they're looking for. The judge who is bribed, and the lawyer,
sent.
They too are looking for money. Everywhere money falls there, that is economics. When we go to the clans, this clan is rich, this other is poor. What can it do to bewitch the other and it to get rich? Still it's money involved. This one.
But to them games and sports.
When you get to games and sports,
money
what money has done to these people?
Is the same.
Everywhere he spreads evil in there. When we get to the health sector, what is there, you know it very well. Even Uganda have just finished their strike. They want more money increased on them. And they left many who were spearheading the thing. And now many died out of the strike. Money. He told them, you strike, you must have me. And the battle arose out there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So moving
now in things of money, you have to be careful of it. For money,
you
came to fight the right economics of God. Remember, God had prepared us some of what we shall see again ahead. And in every boundary he had given us whatever we needed there. What you lacked, you exchange it with another who had it.
But
scheme of putting the papers and the coins that we begin to look for them. It was a drama to take us the finance off the finances of God. I don't know if you understand that. Now you take and give out your gold, they give you just the paper out of your gold. The paper you can even burn. No, you can't do nothing about that. That's what is in place. But now God has given you wisdom. That's of his word.
You'll
be able to control the mind. But not many have overcome.
You know,
pastors have been overcome in money. Even they were to be right now, they are into money.
They
have gotten off track because of Mr. Money. Something buying and selling is the root of this money very well. Is to spread this number in the people. If it's an advert, what can we call it? Finances and economics? Let's call it what?
The number people,
the person who has worked so much to prepare the people to get the number
666.
That person in the economic field, we call them what?
Marketeer.
Is it a marketeer? Chief marketeer.
Chief marketeer.
The chief in marketing.
Marketing.
This one markets the number 666. Speak of its coming. He is in the midst there. If no one buys or sells, except when they have number.
Man
every time has his number attached. Who has money without any number on it?
He
is moving the number.
Not
the number that is moving within the number. You have 1 point. You have 2. You have 3.
It
moves within the number. If you're going to get corruptible, as they are paying you, you first look at it. Let me see if I have. If you do have, you get out some. Yes. You know these are papers. How they pay you? Your eyes reach on what note they have given you. What number is on this note? When you reach,
you work
on the number, you look for the number first.
This is chief marketeer
of the number. For the you pass with him.
Number.
The number. Everywhere you go, the number.
If you paper
without the number, you throw it aside, it's useless. Now let's try. This is my paper. They give it to me without any note or number. Though it's red, you kick it aside.
But
there is a number.
They give you a look at the number.
You hold the money, know that anytime you can meet 666, you are not careful to hold the word of God. Revelation 13, verse 15 to 17. They tell us this.
We've
read them for a long time.
Revelation 13 from verse 15. Chirioke chogere, era chisebo na, abata sinza chifana nchansolo.
Nsolo tuja jimanye, yokuna imanye duanga
Roman Empire. You shall know the fourth beast known as the Roman Empire.
Then chifana nchayo.
And its image.
Imanye duanga Roman Catholic
Church. Known as the Roman Catholic Church.
Kubikulire sura ya kuminasa tonyore kuminomukaga.
Revelation 13 verse 16.
Ne walidi zabo na, abatona abakulu. Nava gaga, nava avu, nava dembe. Nabaddu okuwewe nkovu ku mukono gwabo ogwa ddyo oba ku byenyi byabwe. Era omuntu yenna alema okuyinza okugula newankubadde okutunda wabula oyo amaze okuteekebwako akabonero erinnya ly'ensolo oba omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo awo we wali amagezi alina okutegeera abalirira omuwendo gw'ensolo kubanga gwe muwendo gw'omuntu n'omuwendo gwayo 6:6.
We read and got to realize the person, and this is the devil, and his name is Lucifer.
He was the third cherubim.
And the number 666, he got it from here. Praise Jesus. But I've said
that
no one should buy or sell except you have that number. What I pray to show you,
the numbers
upon all monies, all of them are marketeers of the number 666. If you are to begin to get mad in your head, where? Let them tell you how billions of monies on your account. Do you know the thoughts you get at that moment? What you can buy and what you can do. And what speaks with you? Do you hear God anymore or not? Can you see God and say, God, the billions of
money?
What were you speaking about it?
Plans
begin to fall within you. Then you give the wisdom of God, you put them aside.
I didn't know you go for now.
You begin to get the vision here of that money. And you get every dream out. Every evil thought you have ever had. Even the new ones follow. This number.
Send.
Money.
Every number
upon it commands us to seek the one which is next to it. When you get 1,000 shillings, you're looking for 2,000. When you get them, the more number you get, you seek the one which is ahead of it.
It
takes you to sink deeper. And the more it gathers, even the more plans you get, which makes you get lost from the Lord.
He
speaks in Ecclesiastes 7. Another harsh word which is here. They say that man is a defense. That just as wisdom is. But are these equated? Wisdom is God himself. Money.
It's
just papers and coins. Are they equated in protection?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Benkana.
Are they equated?
Let
me tell you one thing. God can say it.
Don't
buy without anything to buy
with.
Don't bring your coins here for they don't work for me. Even as we give tithe and offerings, not God who comes from heaven to eat them.
He
still help us who are still in this world.
That
you can give Caesar many brethren to make it.
Not
God who comes from man on this world to eat it.
He
blesses you and gets up above when you give your offering and tithe and the pledges and the helping and the free will, even the thanksgiving. But no one
cares.
All those we give, they help us as his children.
Able
to pass the door of Caesar.
That
we spread the gospel of the kingdom of God. We too can live until we finish our
work.
It's not God who ever came from heaven to come for man on earth. And he said, come buy without anything to buy. That your business, you don't need to come before to buy. As you buy with something.
Mubulizi esuleyo musanvu olunyore kuminurumu.
Ecclesiastes 7, verse 11.
Amagezi genkana obulungi obusika. Wewaho gasinga okuwoma eri ababala benjuba. Kubanga amagezi kigo. Nga feza bweri ekigo.
Many sente zimu za feza, zimu za gold.
Money, some of it is of gold, other silver.
But
this say that man is a defense.
Yes.
As wisdom. But he said it. Wisdom is more benefiting. But the other say money.
Or
what we call silver. Or gold. That it is a defense. It ends where?
Mubulize esuleyo musanvu onyolwe kumi n'olumu.
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 11.
Amagezi genkana obulungi obusika. Weewaawo gasinga okuwoomera eri abo abalaba enjuba. Kubanga amagezi kigo nga feeza bweri ekigo. Naye okumanya kye kuva kusinga obulungi. Kubanga amagezi gakuuma obulamu bwa nnyini go.
Owulidde amagezi kye gakola.
You hear what wisdom does.
Sente wadoziza kigo.
Though you call money a defense, but
it
will never preserve your life.
Magezi yeka yasobola.
Wisdom alone can do this.
Magezi ekigambo kya Katonda.
Wisdom is the word of God.
Ye Mukama waffe Yesu.
It's the Lord Jesus.
Yajja muzingo gw'ekitabo gwamuwandikibwa.
He came in the scroll by which was written about. English Bible uses money. Money is a defense. That's what you have in English. Even Luganda would have changed on this.
Yes,
Praise Jesus. Though you have called the home, you can't go and use it to buy your house. You have to first get papers.
They
will not use gold, they go use it for something else and get look for papers through it. They look for the number. But truthfully, money has ever preserved whose life? Many have been rich. But they died of sicknesses. And they head to hell. No one rich man was in hell.
That's
why he was passed as his money was sleeping. Now they should lie you money is a defense. Money is not easy. It's what even commands the thief and shows the thief where it is. And he's stealing it. And it leaves you when your heart is on tension. I can't prove to you. Money is a defense, as people speak. Others say, where money beats, it eases things. But how many things have gotten eased under the sun? I've never seen anything eased under the sun. Because of money. Money is there, but some sickness have failed to get healed. I've not seen a human being who gets renewed because they have money and never get old. And I've never seen a dead body rising up because it left much money on this world. The things of money, they are not easy. Man has never preserved your life. Knowledge and wisdom, it preserves the life of the one who possesses them. And they never get lost in this world, not even the destruction of the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because of that, brethren, the one looking for money, wake up in the morning, look for it,
but
know the trick behind it. Waste your time of seeking God, and it has even to search it very well. We have made gadgets which try to check money. He took God says, search me well. Even
might
say where we've reached. If they search God well,
have
great gadgets of how to check me very well.
Money.
Now money himself. He out of him he made fake monies. That will move on, waste people's time. When they give you get time to first look at it very clearly. Instead of looking at the scripture in the Bible,
head can take
it in the Bible. I'm telling the one who is listening. They have time to check scriptures and such as them. And let me you sit a human being in a room to count man and never sleep. But to sit a human being in a room to read the Bible?
Bible,
they're just papers. They are very few.
Put
a person in a room of money to count it. They shouldn't sleep. They reach the morning, they have not slept. They are not money. And you give another to read the Bible from the night. Except you today. Even you today, you feel that weakness.
We
want at least two people. Let them test the world. Let them put a room of money and the one of the Bible.
But tell them
and
put
people in them and cameras in them.
Another
reading, this one is counting money. We see the one who will sleep fast. You
begin
to see the one in the Bible, the eyes are heavy, they are getting more heavy. Human beings count money, they even kiss their fingers for that.
When
the Bible, they don't even look there very well.
But
the money, they are counting, counting, all the mind is on it. They're passing on their fingers. If it's not held in another to count wrongly.
Yes, we was
raised.
So the Tubagana, Buruganda, is Mubekus.
We don't tell you to leave the money, but we tell you.
You hold
so much on it and never seek the word of God.
You're
going to end up in destruction.
You
end up number 666.
For
the devil had more evil within you.
Not
wishing and hatred of others. Wish yourself and other things. The Father speaks of this. In Jeremiah 29. From verse 10.
Unto
12. Love them will love him and they will deeply seek him. When they search him with all their hearts.
Even
money says me too. I want them to search me well.
Jeremiah 29:10. Kubanga mmanye ebirowoozo by'endowooza gye muli, bw'ayogera Mukama. Ebirowoozo eby'emirembe so si bya bubi, okubawa okusuubira enkomerero yammwe ey'oluvannyuma. Era mulinkaabira, era muligenda ne munsaba, nange ndibawulira. Era mulinnoonya ne mundaba, bwe mulinnekenneenya n'omutima gwammwe gwonna.
If we search him with all our hearts, with all our hearts, when we seek him, we shall see him. After seeing him, we search him well with all our hearts.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
if we are to seek, the Holy Spirit told us,
yes, he was
praise Jesus.
We hear the word of God. We hear
the Father in one
verse.
Isaiah 34:16. Look in the book of the Lord and read. For none of them will miss its mate. The mouth of God commanded it, and the Spirit of the Lord gathered.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Pastor,
to sit in this book to seek him and understand God. Even these churches seek for scriptures which end up in money.
Almost
seek out to search and understand God.
No, said,
looking for money.
Ezekiel 37.
Amagumba
mchuwonfu.
Bones in the valley.
Nkakasa.
I probe. This day.
Business here and mchuwonfu.
Business been in the valley.
Ebadde yakaranga amagumba mchuwonfu.
Pride has bones in the valley.
Orwarero.
This day.
Etaka amagumba.
Gets bones back.
Esawo yo.
Your pocket.
Ebadde nkaru.
Which is going to
rise.
Gets money in.
And
scriptures don't end up explaining God. End up looking for money. Right now, the gospel almost in the entire world, it's money.
It's
no more issue of understanding and knowing God.
New
generation with the full knowledge of God. When we bring knowledge, takes away all skins which have hindered us entering knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Some of them are the ones we hear right now. We are going to be using money, but it's us who understand it more. And it no more understands for us at all.
That
we understand for it.
That
it ceases to understand for you.
Whoever
has it in the pocket in the world, money understands for them. Now money itself, that's how it appears. But they tell us in Proverbs 3, verse 13,
we have
to search out for wisdom of the word of God. Just as people wake up in the morning and seek for gold, and they seek for money, and they determine the finances. What surprises most, as we shall add on to see tomorrow, that in heaven you're not accepted to keep your treasures there. For you don't get knowledge.
And
treasure of knowledge is what God is up to. I don't know whether you understand that.
In
heaven you find yourself having nothing like a coin there. For you've not fought for knowing God. Treasure of knowledge is what God is looking onto.
And
wait, tomorrow you will see that.
gathering the wealth of the money
and money.
What intention is behind that?
Not
waste for you time that you have nothing within heaven.
If
you have nothing like a structure there, will not give you the city of God without a treasure of knowledge. Yet you have no knowledge. Let's finish these verses. Two types of treasures we are to
have.
We are going to fight each other tomorrow. Treasures of this world and the treasures of knowledge. What is better?
Proverbs 3:13. Aweredde omukisa omuntu alaba amagezi n'oyo afuna okutegeera. Kubanga obuguzi bwago businga obuguzi bwa ssente.
Anti twakozesa ssente.
We use money, not gold.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
When you read gold, you know it's
money.
Engeresule yokusatu olunyolo kumirenya kubanga obuguzi bwago businga obuguzi bwa feza n'amagoba gago gakira zaabu ennungi gamwendo mungi okusinga amayinja amatwakavu
amagezi
wisdom
jukira amagezi Kristo Yesu.
Remember, wisdom is Christ Jesus.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus.
No, it was my room. You have a
think you read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 18-24.
Yes, Christ
is the wisdom of God. And it's the power of God. But this one, in him are things within heavens and earth. Now, can you equate him to anything? According to Colossians chapter 1, 12-25, within him are things in heavens and earth. Now, what is in him? Can you buy it? Even what he uses his. The things you make money out of
him.
When are you going to buy him? No, he came in the scroll by which it was written about. According to Hebrews 10. Verse 6 to down. He
said
he came in the scroll by which it was written about. And he said. In John 5:39. That they look through scriptures, hoping in them there is life. But they all speak of his. They want the right wisdom, they should come in the word of God.
Indeed,
they are going to see Christ, the one who owns all.
Give
him a treasures of knowledge and understanding.
This is,
if you get the knowledge of his treasure, you already have the treasures in heavens and earth. Of high level. Now you see the goodness of God.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus. When you see that head, the treasure of the world, the treasure of knowledge, whom do we need more?
And
who outlives?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Not the knowledge of the world,
but
of the treasures of knowledge of God, the light of knowledge.
The
people have not thought for it. That gospel is God perverted.
They are sick
for the wealth of the world, they have forgotten treasures of knowledge. Yet that's where this never
comes
from. Gold is there, don't waste it to buy it. Buy all the
spirit
and you sell them to who there? They are
robbers
of the God of God. You're going to sell them to who? Everyone who possesses them. In heaven, 100.
Do
you think anyone gets there to be in need?
People
who are corrupted when mind these generations, they say if you do not gather that man on this world, in heaven you're going to be poor there. I don't know, be poor of what in heaven? Jesus spoke in Matthew
5.
Blessed is he who is poor
for in heaven they are rich.
At
least you end up like Lazarus.
If you
see money to hinder you in heaven, at least be like Lazarus. You get what to eat, it will be enough for you. But you have the treasures home. If you see money, you fail to govern it, you give up on it.
But
do not hinder you to go to heaven. People of God
knowledge.
How can we fail to govern money?
We are
going to use it.
We are
going to use the money and we have overcome it at the same time.
Amen.
You say that
they believe it and live throughout the world.
What?
You are ashamed. We are going to use the money.
Show
you no one is overcome by it. Let me tell you make your covenant with your God. Tell him, Father,
I'm going to
use the man of this devil, but none is going to overcome
him.
Let's finish Proverbs. Proverbs
3 verse 15. Gamuendo mungi okusinga mainja matuwa kavu. Soti wali chintu choinzo kwegomba okugenka nyankanyizibwa nago. Okuwangala kuli mukono gwago gwadio.
Amagezi.
Wisdom.
Umanja madubaga dokuwanga.
People have loved to live long. No man is going to make you live long.
Because
you hell and melt you like a rich man in Luke. One of the hard things we shall see.
It's
hard for a rich man to enter heaven. At least they get a camel.
It
passes in a hole of a needle.
Let
tomorrow someone come with that needle.
And
we show you God can do everything possible. A camel passed through a hole of a needle.
But
a rich man entered the kingdom of heaven. May God bless you. Let someone come with a needle tomorrow.